Shush.
And don't you shush me.
Do you hear that?
Welcome back, y'all, to y'all favorite. Oh my god, I hate. I can't talk. I can't fucking talk.
Another one for the bloopers.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Apollo Bros, where I can't goddamn say our name, even though I've been saying it for the past 30 episodes. So yay. My name's KJ Majority. I'm with my good friend Tempo
in the building, as always. Here for the big 3-0. I'm excited about that, yo. 30 episodes in.
Yo, 30 episodes in. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. We were just talking about how I was hoping we would get past episode 7. Because for any of you who are interested in starting a podcast, a lot of podcasts die by episode 7. I don't know why. Oh, actually, I do know why. Because usually, if you drop a podcast every week, that's about 2 months. And that's usually when people start, like, fucking with a new hobby, whatever. So, you know, I was just like, yo, please let us get us to episode 8. I was like, all right, let's go to episode 9, 10, 11, and now we got episode 30. And I time has flew, bro. Time has definitely
flown. Really has.
Yeah, man. I can't believe we're already on episode 30. Like, that really blows my mind. But anyway, let's start the show. Let's stop going down memory lane. You already know what it is. It's what's popping. Our current event and pop culture segment. And starting off our What's Poppin' segment, we got to talk about the new Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B song, WAP. And for those of you who don't know what WAP stands for, it stands for wet ass pussy.
I thought it stood for well-adjusted people.
No. I saw on Twitter that someone told their pastor father that WAP stood for worship and praise.
Yo, so that shit caught the shit out of me, bro. No, that's what I thought.
But it gets better. It gets better. So that Sunday, his dad went to church saying how he needs some WAP.
Oh.
He needs some WAP real bad.
Wait, so he gave a whole sermon about it?
Yes!
Bro.
Oh my god, yo, could you imagine? You go to church and your pastor goes, congregation, I need to tell y'all something.
I learned
something that the youngins are singing about these days. Something called WAP. Some of y'all need some WAP in your life. Some of y'all need some WAP every day. Because you know how you fight the devil? With some WAP.
Oh my
I need
gosh,
some WAP.
Bro.
You need some WAP. Can the church say amen for some WAP?
You know how you be in church and like you like you with that one funny cousin and everything is fucking funny and you making jokes throughout the whole. I'd have to leave at that point. Like I would have to go. I wouldn't be able to hide behind no book, no nothing, bro. Like I wouldn't even be able to duck down in a pew and like contain myself. Nope, it'd be over. It would really be over.
What would kill me is when, like, you know, he's like, yo, in order to fight the devil, you need some WAP. Jesus had WAP.
Bro, I would scream. Like, I think they would think I had the Holy Ghost, and I'm just laughing my ass off.
And then you have that one auntie in the back go, yes, pastor, we all need the WAP. I have WAP, pastor. I have the WAP if you need it. Come get some WAP from me, pastor.
Bro, I had my pastor when I used to go to church. He stopped the whole sermon, like, to stop somebody from doing that shit, bro.
Oh, my pastor, too. It was a visitor to our church.
Mm-hmm.
And my pastor's really big on, like, yo, we here to worship the Lord. We're not here for the theatrics.
Yeah, no, so this dude,
my pastor just started his sermon. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, yes, Jesus, praise the Lord. My pastor's like, yo, bro, I just started. Like, I didn't even get to say anything spiritual, my brother. He was like, my brother, you know, just, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but let us get through the message first.
No, I'm laughing because, like, my situation is damn near exactly the same. It was a lady. And it's funny because the whole church was dead silent. Like, the whole church was like, oh shit, what's going on? Like, people were coming up there, like, oh, what the fuck? Why? We were just praising, bro. They had just like, sung a song. You know how church should be hype after you sing a song? It should be noisy. Then she in the middle of the church. Oh, Jesus. Bro, I swear like 12, 13 minutes went by. Like, just her just doing that. And then he looked at her, going, stop. He sent out like a general message of, here, we like to praise and worship, but overdoing it is a thing. And yo, I was screaming, bro. Like, I really had to tuck my face in my shirt because I was dying.
Bro, yeah. Have you ever sat next to someone who caught the spirit?
Bro.
Yeah, yo, that is the most awkwardest thing ever. Cause you just sitting there like, what do I do? Like,
AJ, I was a kid, bro. I was scared.
Do I catch the spirit? I was too. Like, yo, do I catch the spirit with him? Like, yo, is the spirit contagious? Like, what's going on? Like, what do I do?
Yo, I was scared, bro. I was like, oh my God, is this what they be talking about, bro? Is this the thing called the spirit? Like, bro, I was And then, of course, like, my mother wasn't there. Like, she was up in front getting prayed for, and this person just, like, losing themselves next to me. I was, like, 7, so I was traumatized for a little bit. I was traumatized, yo.
Oh, man. So, yeah, for all of our white listeners, there are two kinds of black churches. There's Northern Baptist, where, like, we don't do none of that theatrical stuff. And then there's Southern Baptist. That's the stereotypical, like, praise Jesus, amen. And the pastor wears the colorful suits and all the good jazz. Yeah, that's down south.
Got to get a good mix of both. Oh, my gosh. This is a whole nother story, and I don't want to really get into it because it's kind of long. But I went to church in North Carolina because, like, I got family in North Carolina. Bro, when I tell you, you know how, like, churches be going in, they do the dancing and whatnot, and they do the little church beat, like, the little dun-dun-dun. Bro, when I tell you that was every 15 minutes, like, the musicians were literally sitting, playing their instruments, waiting for it. They would literally row whoever was talking up on purpose, and then with the dun-dun-dun. And then just go ham, and that's, bro, we
no my favorite is when the grandmas have like a little dance off in the front. Yo, it is one of the coolest things you will ever see when you see two church grandmas have a little dance off.
Bro, they take their shoes off, they got the stockings, they don't got socks on, but they got the stockings covering their feet, bro. They be
Listen, you know when the shoes come off, that's when it gets real. That's when they about to start getting crazy. They about to start crumping in that mother.
Bro, they really...
start breakdancing and everything. Everything for Jesus, man.
Oh,
everything
my God, bro. I had one lady take the hat off, and I was like, I ain't never seen nobody do that shit before.
I was visiting a church because we were doing, like, some kind of choir, not a tour, but I guess, like, a competition. And I was visiting a church, and this lady, I kid you not, took off her wig and started swinging it in the air, bro. Swinging it in the air. And my choir director looked at all of us dead in our eyes like, don't laugh. And I was like, yo, how do you expect us not to laugh at that?
And you told us not to laugh. So that's going to make me want to laugh.
I guess who was the first person to burst out in tears? Me.
Yeah, bro, I wouldn't have been able to. I would have had to leave. That would have been another situation where I would have just had to leave because...
Bro, because first of all, because like the song that they were playing wasn't even that lit. So it just came out of nowhere and she just took it off and started doing it. And I guess like it's a staple at they church because no one else was reacting. Just us. So we all just like, oh, this is this normal? Like why is no one else reacting to this old lady ripping off her wig? Oh my God. This is before the days of Snapchat and Instagram, because you know that would have went viral, bro. You know that would have went viral.
It definitely would have, bro. There's a lot of stuff I've seen that. Wow.
But anyway, back to Wet Ass Pussies. So this song that was made by Cardi B featuring Meg Thee Stallion, it was the biggest debut ever for a female collaboration in its first 24 hours on YouTube. Like, even before, they had 4 more hours, and they already broke the record.
Oh, wow.
To this day, it has over 60 million views on YouTube and counting, and it had a lot of beautiful, gorgeous thick women like Normani, Roselia, Mulatto, Ruby Rose, and I hope I'm saying this woman's name right, Suki Hana. And I'm pretty sure you also know that Kylie Jenner was also in the video.
Who?
How do you feel about that?
In
do
comparison, you care? In comparison to everybody else, that was pretty mid. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, bro. I don't really. It was their choice to have her in the video. So
niggas was really mad. Like people were really upset about this, and they started a whole petition to have her removed from the video.
Bro, didn't
and
it like
got six... all the signatures.
Y'all about
it,
to
it
say
got all the signatures? Yeah,
that shit signatures.
Yeah, so a lot of people are like, yo, y'all can sign this, but there are Black Lives Matter petitions that are struggling to get signatures. That's crazy. And Cardi B also defended Kylie and was like, yo, I put her in the video because she's always been nice to me. She's been very kind to my daughter. Her and Travis are good friends. And she was pretty much showing off her modeling skills. And personally, I understand why so many people are so like on the defense with Kylie being in that video, because the Jenners and the Kardashians have gotten in trouble numerous times for cultural appropriation and for doing some fucked up things to the Black community. So I can understand why so many people on Twitter were just kind of like, nah, we don't want her on the song. Like, we don't want her nowhere near the song. Mm-hmm. And some people still are trying to blame her for Megan getting shot, which we all know she had no part to play in that. So just niggas being niggas.
Pretty much. And it continues with the analyzing of the song as well, where niggas are just being niggas.
Oh, yeah. I'll go talk about that next. Like, yeah. So a lot of men are upset by this song. One is Mr. CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is
I didn't hear. Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, bro, you need to quiet down, because don't you got allegations against you that you still.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
he did not know that.
He had a few couple of allegations a while back. I don't know if they ever got settled or not, but that's one person that needs to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, I haven't heard that he had any allegations against him. Bro, I feel like everybody has allegations against them now.
Bro,
like it's getting crazy. How hard is it to keep your dick in your pants, bro?
I don't know.
Or just to get consent?
I don't know.
It ain't that hard. Like, hey, do you want to suck my dick? No? All right, I'll leave you alone then. It's that easy, bro. It's that easy.
Pretty much.
Like, you can't just whip your dick out, put it on her forehead, and then expect her to be cool with it. Like, that's not how that works.
Really? Like, there's so many, like, they're thinking about, not even just going on that, because that's a whole nother conversation, but thinking about how men are analyzing this song has my head, like, in a twist.
Because, like, why are y'all so mad about this song, bro?
We have songs like, bro, there are so many songs that are...
Any future song.
We could talk about Future. We could talk about My Collection. First of all, from Future, that one song where he just talked. Not even going to get into it.
He has a song talking about how he's fucking some girl in Gucci flip-flops. That's all I'm going to say, bro.
He has a song where he says he has a collection of women. That's pretty much what My Collection is about.
Oh.
There's that. There's Lil Wayne as an artist, where he would go on songs and literally say, I would eat that pussy like cold pizza. And like, that was fine. Like, that was okay. Slob on my knob was completely fine.
I listened to that song because I've never listened to the entirety of that song. I've only heard like the slob on my knob, like horn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that song is foul. Yeah, like, that song is ridiculous. Oh, yo, my God.
y'all really have like the nerve to sit here and be like, oh no, like this is too much. You only feel that way because they're women, first of all. Let's put that out in the end.
Let's only keep it a stack.
Because if it was a man who put this out, y'all wouldn't be saying anything right now.
So I just wanted to tell you what CeeLo said. So CeeLo said that the music as a whole has regressed since the 60s and 70s. Mind you, this is one of the time when niggas didn't really have many rights, but whatever. So he says, and I quote, there was once a time when we were savvy enough to code certain things. We would express to those it was meant for with the style of language we use. But now music is shameless and it is sheer savagery.
Oh, now it's shameless. Now it's savagery. When people have literally said, suck my dick on a song, Like, how much more like vulgar can you really get than that? Like, what did you want me to say? Like, suck my urethra out? Like, how do you go? No, I'm so serious. Like, I'm joking, but I'm so serious. Like, how do you go further than that?
Bro, freaking Lil Uzi and Nas have a song about how they put a finger or two in a girl's butt.
Bro, like, exactly. Like, bro, people have songs about, like, sexual assault. Like, Rick Ross spent a whole verse about that shit.
Like, he got a lot of flame for that.
Yeah, he got flame for it, but, like, now we just magically have gone too far. There were no gone too far.
With, like, Rick Ross and what he was saying.
Yeah,
with, there like, was other no, men.
Yeah, bro. There was no gone too far motives or notions with that. But now... So, all of a sudden, it's women saying this, and now we've just gone too far.
So I made a list.
And it's not all of a sudden. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But it's not even all of a sudden, because women rappers have always... It's always been like this. Y'all forgot like Lil Kim,
Foxy y'all forgot, Brown.
Y'all forgot about Eve, and when she spit that verse with Notorious B.I.G., where she was like, lick everything in between. Like, bro, like, y'all forgot about all of that? That doesn't exist?
But all right, so I made a list of songs that are just as bad as WAP or even more sexual than WAP. But I'm gonna talk about it later on. So I just want to get through what CeeLo said. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. So hold on, let me backtrack. So CeeLo said, and I quote, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they are all I cannot read. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they are all more or less doing similar salacious gesturing to kind of get into position. I get it. The independent woman and being in control, the divine femininity and sexual expression. I get it all. And then he continues to say, it comes at what cost? So here's my thing with that statement. If you understand the whole, you know, independent women and the divine femininity and sexual expression, then why would you ask at what cost? Because like we've been saying, when men do this, y'all don't have a problem. But when women do it, oh my God, it's so vulgar. What about all the girls? First of all, if your daughter's only source of role models is Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, you already fucked up. You already messed up. Because there should be no reason why two strangers are the only role models that your daughter has.
Why would your list start with them?
Exactly. Don't get me wrong. Like, yes, celebrities definitely have an influence on the young. But if your 7 or 8 year old kid is listening to Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, that's on you. You need to pay attention as a parent.
Exactly. Because that's not their audience.
Exactly.
They talking
to grown women. Like, this is not a song made for teenagers and children. This is a song made for grown ass women. Like, Cardi is even talking about like how like she don't cook, she don't clean, but she still got a ring on her finger. Like, bro, this is not meant for children. So if your child is listening to this, that's a conversation you need to have with them, one. And two, there are plenty of way worse things on the internet that I'm pretty sure your kid has already seen. So you need to be more focused on those things and less focused on this WAP.
Pretty much.
Which is a pretty good song, by the way. So he also talks about how Nicki should be a leader and that he feels that her music is desperate. Don't know what that means exactly, because she literally is killing the game right now. She's been killing the game since she came out. So I don't really understand what the fuck he's talking about.
I guess he's trying to say like it's changed. But first of all, with any artist, their music, their style or music is going to change. Like, mm-hmm. First of all, y'all complaining that when an artist doesn't change up, we're going to use DaBaby as an example. Y'all complain about DaBaby song sounding the same, or every song that he makes sound the same. So they're supposed to switch up, but only switch up when y'all tell them to, or when does that work? So an artist is
or only switch up enough for one, like it pleases me. If you switch up too much, I don't like it. Go back to your old stuff.
Exactly. So y'all need to hop off that wave. Second of all, Nicki, bro, she's at where she's at this point. Like, Nicki even, like, she's had a peak, but it's not over either. Like, she still drops songs. She's still doing well on the charts and everything. So, and that's with features. So, like,
you know what's crazy though? I feel like with Nicki, and this is completely off topic, but I feel like with Nicki, when she drops a song by herself, it does okay. But she's ever like on a feature, yo, she kills it. Like, that's her song. You know what I'm saying? She definitely has a Drake effect. So, yeah, for him to say her music feels desperate, I can't co-sign that. I'm not the biggest Nicki fan, but I would be lying if I said, like, she isn't, like, the top, like, she's the queen of hip-hop right now. That would be a full-blown lie. Mm-hmm. Like, when she said she was retiring, mad people were sad and was like, oh, my God, no, I need more Nicki music. Like, so that's just to show you how many people care about her as an artist. Like, not for nothing, when Logic retired, some people were upset, but a lot of people were like, oh, okay, whatever. And that's Logic. And, like, Logic is a pretty big name. So for Logic to not really get that money, like, don't get me wrong, like, people still were like, damn, I'm going to miss Logic. Like, myself included, I was like, damn, I'm going to miss Logic. But when Nicki said she was retiring, mad people were like, no, Nicki, don't leave. We need more Nicki music. We need it. Mm-hmm. No. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, bro. This whole situation, I think it's dumb to keep it a stack with you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't understand why so many people are upset by this song. Because, yes, the lyrics are vulgar as hell. The music video, I feel like, isn't that bad compared to some music videos that I've seen in the past. Like, other rappers have done way worse things with women in their music videos. So, I don't really see how you can say you don't like the song because it's two women who made it. Because I guarantee if, like, Drake and freaking...
We're going to use Future again.
Or Chris Brown were to make a song like this, y'all would be like, oh, my God, this is the new bop. I love it. It's great. Blah, zee, blah, zee, blah. Yay, Drake. Yay, Chris Breezy. Oh, my God. Yay. And it's just... It's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. Let these women enjoy their music and let them enjoy their bodies. Like, when women make music about their own bodies, it's an issue. But when men talk about how they want to slap their dicks on their faces and nut in their eye, that's cool.
Or leave kids on couches. Like, bro.
Yo, for real. And I've, like, heard that line so many times in so many of these damn songs. It's ridiculous.
And so many rappers of different spaces have said things like that. Even, like, the J. Cole's and the Kendrick's, like, they've had their fair share of mom saying stuff like that too. So
yeah,
you can't really, whatever premise y'all are trying to get from this is very weak.
Yeah. And speaking of weak people, I gotta talk about Mr. Ben Shapiro. I don't know if you know who that is.
The name sounds familiar but irrelevant at the same time.
He's this right-wing politician, journalist. He has his own show called the Ben Shapiro Show on the, it's a podcast, and he pretty much was talking about the song. And this man has also gone on the record and said that, like, hip-hop music isn't real music. So the fact that this guy had an opinion on hip-hop music is a little ridiculous to me, because literally, I want to say less than 6 months ago, this is the same man who said hip-hop music isn't real music. So he was pretty much making fun of the song. He was like, here are the lyrics.
That was him?
Yeah, where he was like, there's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. First of all, it's hoes. Not whores, it's hoes. If you go say it right. And he kept, he refused to say pussy. He kept saying the P word, which was so funny to me. Because he said it so awkwardly. So it was just funny to me.
Bro, and you can't possibly get no WAP. Because, like, you're not, if you really do, you're not about to sing the song like that.
So he hopped on Twitter and he was pretty much saying how he was trying to be funny and saying how WAP is actually very empowering for women, and it helps the case of, like, for people who fought for women empowerment, like Susan B. Anthony and yada yada yada, right? And then he tweeted this, and this shit what I'm about to tell y'all is hilarious. So he tweeted the following: as I also discussed on my show, my only real concern is that the women involved, who apparently require a bucket and a mop, get the medical care they require. My doctor wife diagnosis is that it's bacterial vaginosis, yeast infection, or trichomoniasis. And everyone either retweeted or commented, like, so you pretty much just said your wife told you the only time she's ever been wet for you is when something was wrong down there, when she had a yeast infection or something. Like, you have never been able to make your wife wet. So everyone was saying how Ben Shapiro gets DAP, dry ass pussy, and how he has LAD, little ass dick. Yo, they was going in on this man.
Bro, the way people use DAP is hilarious, because niggas was like, damn, DAP really do sound like a dap, like when you're dapping somebody up. Bro, I was screaming when I saw that, yo. I hollered. I had to put the phone down because I literally lost my shit. I lost my shit. It was late at night, too.
I think my favorite meme I've seen of all this, like, WAP stuff is where they had Annalise Keating, the character from How to Get Away with Murder, in the music video. Bro, that was so funny. Yeah, someone photoshopped Viola Davis' face on someone else's body, like a dancer in the in the music video, and someone titled it "How to Get Away with WAP." Yo, the Twitter comedians are always funny, bro. Bro, they always slap.
Yo, y'all really do come around.
That's hilarious. My gosh. But yo, but there are songs that were made by men that were way worse. And we already said Slob on My Nom, because I listened to the entirety of that song today, and bro, that shit is ridiculous. The fact that, you know, mad people be playing it at their cookouts is ridiculous. Like, this song is foul, disgusting. Yo. Oh, have you listened to the entire song?
Yeah, bro, that shit is...
Have you seen the lyrics? Like, let me...
bro, like...
Let me pull up the lyrics for you real quick, because this shit is on something different. Slob on My Knob. Lyrics. Don't laugh at me. All right. So let me, you already know that it's like, slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. Lay on the bed and give me head. Right? So then if you keep going, he's like, juicy is my name. Sex is my game. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train. My nigga.
Bro, the chorus is already, like, pretty bad. We just, like, lay down and do your job. And, like, then we get to the train and it's not getting better. It's really not.
Then he's like, squeeze on my nuts, lick on my butt. So we already know that Juicy J gets his ass ate. And then the outro to the song is suck a nigga dick or something. That is literally the last four lines of the song, is suck a nigga dick or something. And this is the music that was so amazing back then compared to WAP, right? And then this, I don't know if you ever heard this song. It's called Still Be Friends by G-Eazy, featuring Tyga and Tory. Now, the song itself isn't as vulgar as WAP, but the music video is 10 times worse than WAP. Because, first of all, they used the porn company Vixen, and they had, like, all the models that are signed to Vixen, all the porn stars that are signed to Vixen in the music video. Mm-hmm. And then they had an X-rated version on Pornhub that showed titties and ass in the music video. Now, ain't nobody said nothing about this, right? Because it's three dudes. It's G-Eazy, Tyga, and Tory Lanez. Ain't nobody had a problem with that. Nobody said nothing about that. Did you even hear about this music video
being pointed out before? I didn't even know. Like, I ain't know none of this.
Exactly. Nobody had a problem with that. Even 6ix9ine's return song, Gooba, had more ass shaking in his music video than WAP. Like, at least in WAP, like, yes, they had ass shaking, but you could actually see the women's face. So it wasn't just about their butts. You could
you could see their faces. With Goomba, all you saw was booty. That's it. It was just butt. Like, you saw the faces for like 2 seconds, and it was back to the booty. Mm-hmm. You remember the song Or Nah by Ty Dolla $ign?
Yes.
You remember Weeknd's verse?
Yes.
Bro, that is a play-by-play of what he plans to do to this girl. Ain't nobody had a problem with that. Nobody had a problem with that.
Because that song, like, it was up there.
Yeah, no, it was up there. Everyone loved that song. There was mad girls who was like, yeah, I want someone to do me like how Weeknd said he was going to do in that song. You feel me?
I wish I could see his face, bro.
You feel me? I want a nigga like Weeknd.
Oh, my gosh. Yo.
Flick your tongue on my clit or nah. You feel me?
But no, that song did blow up and nobody had nothing to say about
nothing
it.
Nothing to say. Nothing to say. Like, but two black women who are talking about their bodies, all of a sudden, it's a problem. And like, I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and I usually don't do that because y'all know how I feel about Charlamagne. I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and this lady was saying how she didn't like when Megan Thee Stallion was saying how she had someone pay her tuition because of her WAP, you know, and it teaches young women that they have to use their bodies to get financial gain from men and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, but rappers rap about that shit all the time, about how they buy all these girls these cars and houses and they can pay off their mortgage and shit if you suck their dick. Like, niggas been saying this shit for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, It's pretty easy to break down. This has been something that's been around for a brick. So that's why I don't understand why are we in such the only possible way is because it's two women saying it. Like,
two
black women. It has to be, bro. There's no other bounds. There's literally no.
I feel like if Taylor Swift and Katy Perry were to drop a song like this, there wouldn't be this much backlash.
It would be confusion.
Yo, I hate you, bro. Oh, my. And even Cardi B herself, she had to hop on IG Live and she was like, yo, y'all talk about how female rappers are doing this, that, and the third. But there are plenty of female rappers who don't rap about shaking some ass and sucking dick and shit like that. But y'all don't listen to them. Y'all don't support them. Y'all don't blow them up like how my music has blown up. And she said it herself. When she dropped Be Careful, right? Mad people are like, yo, what is this? This is not what I signed up for. This isn't the kind of Cardi flow I wanted. But when she drops stuff like WAP, it blows up and everyone loves it. So it's like, no matter what she does, someone's going to have a problem with it. So she's going to do whatever the fuck she wants. And I don't blame her for that. Like, that's what she should do.
No, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying with the CeeLo situation. No matter what you do, as an artist, no matter what you do, somebody's going to have a problem with it. They're not going to like this. They're not going to like that. Oh, I don't like the old you. I don't like the new you. I don't like the in-between you. I don't like the you are in the morning from the you you are at night. Like, somebody's going to have a problem with it. So you might as well just do what you want to do at the end of the day.
No, definitely, bro.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So moving right along, we got to talk about another song made by a black woman. I don't know if she's black, actually, but I'm assuming she's black. Jordan Sparks dropped a new song called Red Sangria, and it is awful. It is a terrible ass song. The song is really goddamn bad. Like, I am disappointed in my girl Jordan. Like, this is a very awful song. The reason why I'm bringing it up is because it kind of became a meme over the weekend. On Twitter, someone said the song reminds them of an Old Navy commercial, and I can't unsee it, bro.
I gotta bump this song now because I haven't bumped this song. And
if
now
you watch
you shitting on it makes me really want to bump this song.
Oh, it's so goddamn bad. The melody is bad. The lyrics are bad. Her vocals are just off. Like, her vocals aren't terrible, but it's very off. The choreography looks like a white TikTok girl made the shit up for her. Like, it looks real awkward. Like, there's flavor in the dance moves at all.
Oh, wow.
Like, it literally looks like one of these white TikTok girls did the shit for her.
Oh, no.
It's really bad, bro. Like, it's awful. It's really bad. And I'm really disappointed because she makes good music. You know, this is the same person who made No Air.
Like she's not a bad singer. So like
that's what I'm saying. Like she's a good singer. Like she's a good artist. I just think whoever told her that this song was it lied to her. And the sad part about it, the sad part about it is the meme of her song has more views than the actual music video. Oh, the wow. music video has 77,000, whereas the meme, the little Old Navy commercial they made up for her, has 3.5 million on Twitter.
That's funny.
That's yeah, hell. Bro. So it's bad, bro. Because I saw the clip on Twitter, and I was like, all right, maybe it's just this one part of the song that everyone's gassing up. The song can't be that bad, bro. It sounds like the Kidz Bop version of like someone singing about alcohol. That's how weird the lyrics are.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, she's singing about red sangrias, but it's very, like, kid-friendly, which is weird to make a song about alcohol that's kid-friendly.
Oh, man. Who the fuck signed off on that?
Yeah, so I don't know who wrote her song for her, because I hope she didn't do that. I hope she didn't write the song, because if she wrote that song, you need to stop writing songs, because that shit ain't it. Whoever wrote that song, they need to reevaluate their job, because that was awful. That was just terrible, bro. It was terrible. But moving right along, we got to talk about Reels. Reels is the Instagram... No, excuse me. Reels is the TikTok clone that was made by Instagram and
stolen
Facebook.
Item? That was stolen by, let's call it what it is. It's another stolen item by Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram, Facebook to try to one up another company that's giving them the work, might I add.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, and then they know that TikTok might be on the outs. So of course they're going to try to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Facebook is a piece of shit, bro.
No, for real, for real. So the funny part about it is they really tried to make this thing big, but I feel like no one is using it. I feel like a lot of people are still on TikTok, because a lot of celebrities have started using Reels because TikTok might be on its way out. But they launched it and I barely see anyone using it. It's really hard to even find it. Like, you have to go on your Discover page, and then they have like a whole section for Reels. And then that's how you make a reel. Like, you have to click like this little button to make your own reel. Like, it's very out of the way. Like, it would have made more sense if they just made it its own separate app. But they know if they did that, it wouldn't survive, because they tried it. They tried that before. They tried to do that a couple months ago and it's failed. So I guess they try to add it onto Instagram, and it does. From my point of view, it doesn't seem like it's doing that well.
Mm-hmm.
So. But we got to talk about TikTok real quick. So Mr. Trump has given TikTok 45 days to sell the company to an American company, or else it will be banned. So TikTok was like, oh, word, that's cute. How about I sue your ass? So they're suing the Trump administration, because what they're saying is it's unfair for you to ban us without at least giving us a chance to defend ourselves.
That, because their headquarters is in America. So, like,
yeah,
how are you going to be like, sell us? Your headquarters in America. You're already an American company now. So, like, how are you going to be like, oh, sell it to an American company? You already are one. And they're going to have to get in line for suing the Trump administration, because they got a pretty good list.
Yeah, no, but they're ready for it. They're ready for this action. And nothing too is that, and I saw this on Twitter, is that TikTok is bringing in about 10,000 jobs into America over the next 2-3 years, because they're going to need a lot more software developers and website designers and all this other stuff to help with the company. Mm-hmm. And for Trump to ban that, he's essentially getting rid of new jobs for the country, especially with the current economic, you know, climate. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a dumb move. Mm-hmm. One.
Whoa.
And two,
what are we talking about here?
Yeah, you're right. You 100% right. The man has COVID issues,
bro,
and racial issues,
this fool,
and decided to ban TikTok.
This fool said the Spanish flu, which happened in 1918, not 1917, like he keeps insane for some stupid ass reason. Said it ended World War II. World War II ended in
1945. What?
He said this in a press conference. It was the same
in a press conference.
Yes, bro. This is pretty like a day ago, maybe two. Then they had to end the press conference early because there was a shooting outside the White House. We think. I didn't hear anything else about that shooting, surprisingly. But it was outside the White House, though.
I did see that they heard gunshots in front of the White House. They moved them.
Somebody let them shits off because they knew Trump said that dumb shit. And they needed to get him out of there.
They're like, hey, do that thing. Do that thing real quick because Trump's doing it again. He's saying dumb shit again. Just shoot your gun in the air. I promise you won't get fired. Just do it.
Johnny, remember when I said there was one day we're going to allow you to shoot your gun in the air? Yeah, now is the time. Let it ride. Like,
do it right now. Right now. Yes, right now. Stop asking questions. Just do it.
Operation Save That Ass is in order. Like,
Operation Dumbass. I repeat, Operation Dumbass is in full effect.
So stupid, bro. Like,
so dumb. But, before I finish with this TikTok stuff, Twitter is in the bid of buying TikTok. It's a long shot because they have to compete against Microsoft, which has a lot more funds than Twitter. But if Twitter were to get TikTok, that would be really good because remember, Twitter owned Vine. So it would kind of be like, not really reviving Vine, but kind of cool for Twitter to have TikTok. I feel like that would be cool.
I feel like, I don't know, I got a little beef with Twitter because I feel like the way they control their news bothers me.
What do you mean?
Like what's trend, what trends, what doesn't trend.
I see what you're saying.
That's always, not always, but it's definitely, especially now, it's become more of a glaring issue.
They also have a really bad problem with bots, like bot accounts. Mm-hmm. Like they struggle with trying to get rid of them. Like they go out of their way to try, but for every 100 bot accounts they delete and get rid of, there's like 10 million that get floods Twitter.
And then they'll accidentally delete somebody's real account. And
yeah,
that happens so much.
Because there's a lot of people who only retweet. Like, they don't really tweet their own stuff. Mm-hmm. So sometimes Twitter's like, oh, you haven't tweeted anything in the past 6 months. Delete. Like, no, but I'm a real person. I just don't write anything because I don't have any original thoughts. I'm sorry. This is my getaway from reality. I'm so sorry. Please reinstate my goddamn Twitter. but on sad news, we have to send out prayers to Azealia Banks. She's struggling a lot with like her mental health. She hopped on IG Live and she was saying how she wants to finish her last project and look for legal euthanization, which is pretty much like the medical way of putting someone to sleep forever.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. And she went on like a whole little tirade about how like she's not feeling good and she's not where she needs to be mentally and she needs someone to look after her dog because she's just doesn't have it in her to look after the dog. And y'all know I'm not a big fan of Azealia Banks, especially after what she said about Lizzo, but the same way how I had compassion for Kanye West, I have compassion for Azealia Banks. Yeah, I have compassion for anyone dealing with mental health, bro. Especially, if you're looking for medical ways to kill yourself, like that's really sad.
Yeah, nah. Saying I take back the Azealia Banks jokes that was said now that this has come to light, like mental health is a serious issue. And it's
very serious, very serious.
It's a long process. It's not a day, it's not weeks, it's not months, it's not even, I wouldn't even say it's a year. It's a long process. Like I said with Kanye, I really hope she gets the help that she needs because it's a really dark place she's mm-hmm. in. And it's hard to get out of that place. And you're not going to be able to do it without help and the right help.
And something I didn't know is that she's also bipolar like Kanye.
Oh, wow.
So that actually explains a lot of the stuff that she does on social media. So I too take back some of the things I've said about her because I was unaware of her mental condition. And that just kind of proves like you got to be careful what you say about people because you never know like what they're going with.
Did you see Lakeith Stanfield's post yesterday?
No.
About where he was posting he's posting like pill bottles and posting some really like cringy things. And people were just wishing him well as well, because they weren't, they were not positive. Let me say that.
Yikes. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with a lot of black creatives and black celebrities, but something about Hollywood just drains them of like their light, you know what I'm saying? And I hope the best for Azealia Banks. I hope the best for Keith Steinfeld. And I love him as an actor. They just announced that they're doing a movie with him and the dude from Get Out. I don't know. I can never pronounce his name.
I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. I said it earlier, but I feel like I'm on the spot now, so I'm not going to say it.
The main nigga from Get Out. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Listen, Daniel something, all right? They're doing a movie together. Cannot remember the name of the movie right now.
It's Judas and the Black Messiah. It's a movie about Fred Hampton. And, mm-hmm. It's like the movie, and it's based on like the portrayal of Fred Hampton, but I'm gonna leave my piece about how I feel about the movie. We're just gonna just say that they're doing a movie. I'm not gonna more so talk about the movie or how I feel
about
it.
Are you not happy about the movie?
It's I don't like the premise, because the focus could be more positive about the Black Panthers. Like it could be a movie about just the Black Panthers and the positive things that they did. It doesn't have to be about Fred Hampton and the portrayal. And like, yes, that's something that happened, but like, you don't have to focus on that. I think it takes away from like the Black Panthers, like of the Black Panthers. Yeah. Like you said, track record of like doing good things. And a lot of people aren't even informed about it. So you could use this to inform people about that Black Panthers and what they actually did, and not what was projected as what they did and how they're not a terrorist group. But
because I didn't know anything. I thought the Black Panthers, the way how they were taught in my very white school, was that they were kind of like the black version of the KKK, which is very far from the truth. Yes, they were somewhat of a radical group, but they were more about black empowerment and black protection, because similar to today, a lot of cops, a lot of white cops weren't protecting black citizens and black residents. So we had to protect ourselves. We had to ensure that when these racists would come to our neighborhood and try to lynch us, that someone was doing something.
And a lot of things that they implemented still exist today. Neighborhood watch, the WIC program. The free lunch or reduced lunch program. There was something else that came up that I can't think about at the moment. But there's more. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could use this platform to put light on that instead of putting light on something that's negative that has to do with the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm gonna watch the movie just because I'm a big cinephile.
I'm still gonna watch the movie.
And plus, you never know. Maybe they will show positives.
This is just me saying my piece before the movie. Now, if we watch the movie and it's something different, then I'll come back on the show and be like, yeah, guys, I was wrong. But,
All right. But moving on to slightly happier news. Rick Ross called Terry Crews a coon on his new song. Well, on a new song teaser when he was on a versus battle with 2 Chainz.
I'm glad he's speaking the truth, but I have mixed feelings about Rick Ross.
Well, he was on an interview with Ebro, Ebro in the morning. So he was in an interview with Ebro, and Ebro called him out. He was like, yo, where's that energy for, our brother Kanye? Because Kanye is worse in both my opinion and Ebro. And Rick Ross is pretty much like, I'm going to have a conversation with Kanye because, him and Ye are pretty cool or whatever, compared to, I guess, Terry Crews. He and Terry Crews ain't cool, so that's why that man calls him a coon. This is Rick Ross. This is Rick Ross's logic, not my logic.
Bro, that's a good point, though. You're pretty much saying you keep the same energy, bro.
I agree with Ebro. Mm-hmm. If you have the energy for one person, keep that same energy for the exact same for another person who's doing worse things, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Kanye, we got to talk about how he could possibly be facing election fraud.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
I did not
know that. Apparently, after his home state of Illinois reportedly removed him from the ballots because of invalid signatures, and same thing with New Jersey, it has opened him up for a possible election fraud case. And over the weekend, it was brought to light that Republican operatives that have strong ties to Mr. Donald Trump is helping Kanye with his election. So a lot of people are theorizing that they're only using Kanye to split the vote, to split the black vote, and to split the vote with, I almost said Bernie Sanders, I wish, with, what's the man's name? I can't remember his goddamn name right now. Why am I blanking? Biden? Yeah, they're to split the vote with Biden and hope, and to help Trump win. That's what happened with Hillary. A lot of people voted for a third party member instead of voting for Hillary or Trump. So, man, it's, yo, this election, bro, it's going to be scary. I think, and then, like, I'm really scared to see what's going to happen in November.
They tried to
bro.
Delay elections, which they said no, hell no.
Yeah, they but said states, he has no, like, legal standing to do that.
Yeah, no, but states are about to be in a bind because, like, they don't have, they're running out of money. And elections, they cost money to hold. Like, it costs money to do elections and to hold them at multiple places. Like you said, like, I'm getting,
that's what some people are saying, to do the mail-in ballot because it's safer. It works because there's, I think, four states that already do it, and it works perfectly fine, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, that is, I don't know, bro. This election is making, but how many people are really going to take the time to do that?
I feel like more people will do it because you don't have to leave your home. You could just fill out this goddamn paper and ship it to the mail. You don't have you don't have to get a stamp. You don't have to bring it nowhere. Actually, you have to bring it to your post office, I believe. I think. Don't quote me on that.
I mean, it makes perfect sense, but when are we known for doing things that make perfect sense?
Oh, you're right, bro, because we're it's a political debate whether you should wear a mask or not.
I was about to say, bro, we can't wear a mask during a pandemic, so tending to, I don't know, it might be out of our realm, and that makes me nervous.
Bro, you know what makes me nervous? The fact that Nick Cannon endorses Kanye West for presidency.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he said that his reason behind it is because, and I quote, we need another black man in office. There's Cory Booker. There's Cory Booker. There's Cory Booker. And there's Cory Booker. Would have been a way better candidate than Mr. West.
I have a couple of people who would be a better candidate.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, in terms of, like, a black man. Like, that would have been a better option than Kanye.
Yes.
Hell, Kamala Harris is a better option than Kanye.
No, yeah, that's true. It's
and for those of you who don't know, Miss Kamala Harris may or may not be our VP, depending on this election. Joe Biden has said that his VP is going to be Kamala Harris. It's going to be Kamala Harris. And some people have some opinions about that. How do you feel about it, Tempo?
KJ asked me how I feel about that. Ooh. Knowing a bit of her history, I'm not looking at it in a positive light. Because there's a lot of things she signed off on that were not positive for the black community. Especially the black community at all. She believes in the prisons reform construct, which keeps us in jail.
Yeah, she pretty much believes in modern day slavery, which is aka the jail system.
The jail system. And, like, I'm just, like, at a baffle of why Biden would do this. Because she already got a lot of slack when she was running individually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a loss. I feel like I'm just at a loss at this point. Like, just beat me up. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, to do sometimes, bro. Like, how do you feel about this?
I just hope him picking her did not hurt his poll numbers. That's all I really care about. Because even though I don't support Kamala Harris whatsoever, I would rather her and Joe Biden in the White House than Trump any day.
Hell yeah.
I think the only person I feel like who would be worse in the office than Donald Trump is Kanye West. Bro, that's the only other person I can really think of that I'm like, yeah, no, I really don't want this person in the office. It's hard. It's really tough supporting anyone right now because there's so many things that have been said and brought to light about Biden, and now he picked Kamala Harris, of all people, to be his VP. But I will say this. It'll be the first time we ever had a female VP. And knock on wood, if he were to ever pass during his presidency, she would be the president. So we would have our first black woman president and woman president. So, I mean, it's cool, I guess.
That's normally, you know, I'd be yaying and cheering, but the silence says a lot, I feel.
Yeah, man, listen. At this point, I just want Trump out.
Yeah, no, like I do want Trump out of the White House, like nowhere near it.
Screwing over everyone, like he's just fucking everybody over, man. And I don't feel like talking about him, so we're just gonna keep it moving. Do you have a rant this week, bro?
My rant fell into WAP, so like that was pretty much my rant because I went off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't really have a rant this week either. My week has been surprisingly pretty good. My weekend was nice. I didn't really have much to rant about. I was going to talk about Tatiana, I believe her name is, the young lady who is being imprisoned for hosting a peaceful protest. But honestly, bro, after talking about Kamala Harris, I just don't got it in me, bro. I really don't got it in me. Oh, wait, crap. Before I forget... Before we end what's popping, it has been confirmed that SpongeBob is going to have a spinoff called The Patrick Star Show, and it's currently in development.
Wait, so y'all are starting another spinoff before y'all even finish the other spinoff we were supposed to get? And two, the person who created this, you said two other?
No, what other spinoff?
Remember, there's supposed to be a Squidward spinoff as well.
Oh, really? I thought that was a joke.
No, that was dead ass.
Oh.
And two, the person who created this didn't want any spinoffs because he knew how spinoffs would pretty much roll. Like, it's watered down boo-boos most of the time.
Because it usually never does that well. Like, it usually does pretty terribly.
There's only a small amount of spinoffs that do well. I can't even think of them off the top of my head. I would have to do a little research.
A Different World was a spinoff of The Cosby Show that did pretty well. That did very well.
Girlfriends did well. That was a spinoff of Moesha.
Was it?
Yeah. Girlfriends was a
spinoff. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Because I know The Parkers was a spinoff of Moesha. Yeah, I didn't know Girlfriends. Mm-hmm.
All in the same universe. If you want to use the term like Marvel, the same universe.
Yo, so there was a black... There's a black woman universe.
Yeah.
Wow. Black women trendsetters. Per usual. But yeah, so that's the end of what's popping. I don't have rent this week. I was gonna talk about Tatiana, but like I said before, it's Tiana. I'm so sorry for saying this girl's name wrong. But long story short, she's facing up to 15 years in prison for organizing a protest. I was going to rant about it, but I don't got it in me. After talking about Kamala Harris and just remembering how fucked our government is, I'm going to move on for our mental health. So we're going to move right into our bro talk, and I'm leading the bro talk this week. And for this week, Tempo, I got to ask you a question.
Oh, man, he's laughing before he gets the question out. It's about to be some other shit.
And I want you to, before you answer and respond, I want you to think about it, okay?
Or you know my answer is going to be some other shit. One of the two.
I want you to think about your financial situation. Mm-hmm. So, would you get in a circle jerk for $10,000?
I really wish I could see my face. I wish I could see his face.
I want y'all to know, as soon as I asked the question, Tempo stopped and just put his hand in his head and had been, and was, I could see in his head, he was like, I really have a show with this man. Like, this man is my co-host for the show.
If you would have told me, give me 10 questions you think I'm going to ask, like, that would have not been, and, like, that wouldn't been, if you said do 100, that wouldn't have been part of the 100. Bro, I'm gonna have to hit you with the no
for 10k, bro.
No, bro, I'm not setting my bar that low.
All right, 100k.
Nah, son, it's gonna take like it would take like mental motivation. Fuck the money. Like. I don't know, bro. I don't know what would have to like be the prize for like participating, if you want to call it that.
I need a solid 10 mil because I know I'm gonna need therapy after that.
Bro, I'm just I'm just passing, bro. Like I should get 2K just for you asking me that question. Since you wanted to run to me and ask me that question, give me 2K. Because I know you got it because you was about to give me 10. So give me the 2K just for participating in this bullshit. For wasting my time. Give me 2K.
Bro. So I was on Twitter.
Right? You was on Twitter? This where this came from?
Yeah, this was on Twitter.
What the thread look like, bro? Because Twitter...
All right, so I was on Twitter. It was late at night. You know, your boy was kind of in the mood.
Yeah,
and I hopped on one of them, like, you know, one of them like adult Twitter accounts, if you catch what I'm saying. And he had the Twitter account had. Right. Let me tell the story. All right, let me explain why I asked the question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So the Twitter account had a question, and it was like, yo, would you jump in this for 10K? And I scrolled, and it was a goddamn circle jerk. And I was like, yo, I'm going to ask this on my podcast.
Oh, my gosh. They said, would you jump in this?
Well, I hope they mean, like, get in the circle, not be in the middle.
There was no clarification?
Now that I think about it, what if they meant get in the middle?
So was your answer a yes?
No, my answer is a hell no.
No.
My answer is a hell no. I just wanted to ask. I actually have a real question for the bro talk. This is just a joke. I'm just fucking with you, bro.
I really thought that was the question. I'm like, bro,
no.
That's why I sat there like that. I'm like, wait.
No.
We had a week. My boy. He went the week with this question. Like, he didn't say, like, damn, Sunday, like, damn, do I really want to? Yeah, no, we good. We going.
No, I have a real question. This is just a throwaway.
So they probably meant, like, if you want to be in the middle from, like, the wording.
Oh, for 10K? No, bro. No. No. There's not enough money in the world, bro. I'm sorry. No, just no. But yo, I clicked on the thread to see people's response. Yo, people was out of pocket. One dude said he would do for $10. I said, bro, you would have done it for free. Just keep it a buck.
Yeah, nah.
Stop lying to you and everybody else. You would have done that shit for free. Cause $10 ain't nothing, dog. Oh man, nah, dog. I just wanted to ask that question. I wanted to see what your response would be. I thought you would. I'm glad you said no, though. I'm proud, bro, of you.
You thought I was about to say yes?
No. If you said yes, I was about to say,
I didn't think I set the bar that low for our friendship. I hope I didn't. I hope I don't
have to have a conversation, bro. Because I'm like, yo, how are you okay, sir? First of all, I'm not trying to kink shame nobody. But how the hell do you pull out your dick and just beat your dick around other niggas beating their dick? Like, that shit's just, don't that shit sound weird to you? Like, Oh, and the worst part about it too is like this is like a common thing that niggas do. And what I mean common, I mean like it's not it's uncommon, but it's one of the common uncommon things. If that makes any sense.
It ain't common to me. Let me say that. I say that it's not common to me.
Bro, you listen, there ain't enough money in the world for me to do that shit. That's just first of all, I don't think my dick could get hard, bro. Like I don't think I'll be able to do the jerk part of the circle jerk. Just because I'm like, there's hella dicks around me. How am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do right now?
My thoughts stop at like the circle. Like I'm supposed to nah. Nope. Look,
yo, what would you do, right? You chilling with 10 other dudes and they're like, yo, let's go to the basement and play video games. You're like, all right, cool. You know, and then you go to the bathroom to go pee or shit or whatever, right? And you come downstairs and you witness that. What are your next actions, bro? Like, what are you doing next?
You know, it's crazy, bro. I'm blocking 10 people on my phone. That's insane. That's insane. Bro, I didn't have to, like, erase that many people at one time, but that's what I'm... Like, you don't exist. I don't know your name. Where were you last night? I was in bed. Sleep.
Yo, don't tell nobody that I know y'all. We never met.
No association.
Please erase my number from y'all phone.
And don't you dare slander my name, because this will make public news if it has to.
Jesus Christ. Dog. Oh. Oh, my God. No, bro. No. Yo, so
bro, first of all, if I walk in on that, I'm hooking everybody there.
No, like, I'm leaving. I don't want to touch nobody. Actually,
no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, like
my mess around just get some shotty eye.
I'm just leaving, bro. I'm like I said, I'm blocking everybody. I'm erasing everybody from existence in my mind.
Cause
I'm gonna just have to Men in Black myself with the little flash thing and just take it all away.
Cause my fear is that they was getting ready for me, and I'm like, nah, I'm good, dog. And then I gotta fight 10 niggas. Like, no. I'm not about to fight 10 dudes with dicks out. That just does not sound like fun, bro. That sounds like an awful time. Oh my God, yo. So I can't say who, right? But I know someone.
Oh, you're bugging.
No. This is a story. So I know someone who they was chilling with some dudes their freshman year of college, and they left their friend's room to go to their room to get something and came back, and the other five dudes was just going to town. Like, they was watching porn and like just beating their meat next to each other. And this person said they opened the door, it was like, oh my bad, wrong room, and just closed the door and just never talked to them ever again.
Bro, could I hear who this is off the show? Like,
yo, I got you off the show. I'm just can't put their business out there.
No, I got you, bro. I just want to know who experienced that.
Oh my God, no, son. So, yo, some of y'all just need Jesus. Like, some of y'all need Jesus.
Purely. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, bro, yo. I don't know what I would do, son. I think I would be so flabbergasted that I would just stand there and like, oh, this, y'all niggas got y'all dicks out? What? Did I miss something? How, what? We're supposed to be playing Mario Kart. How did Mario Kart lead to this? Like, what is going on? Oh no!
They must have ran out of controllers or some shit. I don't know.
They saw Princess Peach throw a blue shell and got horny. Apparently, I don't know, bro. All right, so the real question for this week. oh man, I really wish y'all could see Temple's face, yo. That was priceless, man. All right, so the bro talk for this week is, would you forgive your wife? I know you don't believe in marriage, but let's say, for instance, you know, you were to get married. Would you forgive your wife for cheating?
I'm so sorry. I'm just, no, the way you said, I know you don't believe in marriage, it was like I know you don't believe that the tooth fairy is real, but.
Make believe.
Like, I know you don't believe in Santa Claus, but. That's just what felt like.
So instead of wife, let's just say girlfriend.
I'm going to have to hit you with the kind no. Because I'm gonna say no, because I know my capabilities. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna try, but like I know deep down I'm not gonna trust you. Like that trust factor, like it's hard for me to trust people already. Mm-hmm. Like that's just the type of person I am. So me having that as a challenge and then you doing that is like gonna extend it to the space of trying to get back that trust. So yeah, that's a no, because I don't want to really put myself through that, and I don't think I could at the end of the day. And there are just some things that you just can't do, but that's okay. Like me forgiving after that, like it's just something I can't see happening.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, bro. You cheat on me, we over. It's just that simple.
Like, it's more so like, okay, whatever reason there was, blah, 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 fuck all that. It's just like, I can't see myself as, people might be able to do it, because I know people who have, but
I would love to
it's not for me.
How do you move forward after that? Because I feel like that's the worst thing you can do in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's one of the worst things you can do in a relationship. So how do you move past that? Like, they've done what everyone fears when you enter a relationship. Because you only have two fears when you enter a relationship. Your first fear is that they cheat on you.
Or a second child.
Fear is that they... Huh?
Or a child. Depending on your age, a child.
Oh, yeah. But so three, depending on your age. But... your first fear is that they cheat on you. Second fear is that they just leave you for no reason. Like, they just leave you out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop saying, you know what I'm saying. God,
you're good. That's crazy, the just leave out of nowhere thing. That would be, the fact that people are able to do that is, like, first of all, how do you take yourself off the grid that much? Because you're pretty invested. Like, they follow you on everything. You they know where you live. They probably know your family. So you just like
some people, you know, they like, you know, once relationships start getting serious, or some people just fall out of love, they're just like, hey, let's let you know I'm breaking up with you. So see you tomorrow. Enjoy your life. Bye.
That's crazy. Like, I can't dipping off that easily. I don't know. I can't see, like I said, people do it. It's just something maybe I can't see. And then with the cheating thing, how do you get that trust back? Like, how do you trust
that? That's what I'm saying. Like, that is like,
that's my main thing.
Biggest, that is, I know for me, like, if I were to find out, no, one of my biggest fears is that my girlfriend was cheating on me and all my friends knew about it. Because ooh. I'll never forget, in high school, there was this kid who, he was dating this girl for, let's say, 2-3 years, and she was cheating on him with a freshman. And when I tell you, everybody knew. Because let me tell you how bad it was. I knew about it because the girl, I wasn't cool with her, but we were in choir together, and she dropped me off. She was bringing me home after choir practice, and she was telling me about it, like, nonchalantly. And I looked at her, and I was like, yo, you and I aren't cool. Like, you and I are not cool enough for you to tell me about how you got dicked down by your side nigga, and then 5 minutes later got dicked down by your main nigga. And she told me towards the end of my senior year, and, like, I felt mad conflicted because I didn't really know the guy, and I didn't want to, you know, put myself in drama that don't really concern me. But then I found out that all of his boys, all of his friends knew about it, bro. Like, they were making jokes about it, bro. Why didn't they tell him? Bro, I couldn't tell you.
Then that's not your friends, really. Like, if they knew that, if they knew something that was going to cause you harm like that and didn't tell you, that's not no friend.
Yo, for real, bro. I would... First of all, if I find out that she cheated on me and she's like, oh, yeah, well, all your friends do, I'm fighting everybody.
Bro, yeah, no, I was about to say that. Like, I'm rocking everybody's shit.
Everybody's getting these hands. I'm going to make appointments with y'all. You get your ass kicked on Monday. You get your ass kicked on Tuesday. John gets his ass kicked on Thursday. Like, everybody getting their ass kicked every day of the week until I feel happy, which will probably be never. You know, every time I see you, just pop right in the jaw.
I wouldn't even tell them that I knew that she told me. I would just, like, meet up with them on some normal shit. Like, oh, I'm normal, da-da-da-da. But I would catch them one at a time. Like, I would hang out with them one at a time and wreck their shit. Like, through the day, well, probably throughout the days of the week. Monday, I fucked up Johnny. Tuesday, I hung out with Maurice, fucked him up. Like, I would just, I would specifically set out time to do that. Bro, I would be so mad. I would be so mad.
Bro, that is like betrayal on top of betrayal.
It really
bro.
Is.
And when I say his boys, I mean like people he's known his whole life, dog.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like the parents know he, like it. Like yo,
I the parents so, knew.
No, the parents didn't know, but the parents knew. Like the parents knew each other, stuff like that. Like so bad for him. Like eventually they broke up because of, you know, they went to different colleges and stuff.
That's the reason.
But, yeah, that's the reason. He still. I feel like he. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't know.
Oh wow, that's insane, bro. Yeah, but bro. That forgiveness thing, though, to get back to that question, it's like nah. I can't see myself doing that. I don't care how good the WAP like... is, bro. Like that,
I
can't see myself doing that.
I feel like the only way I would ever consider forgiving you is if like. It happened last night. You came to me the next day like, yo, I messed up. I don't know why I did what I did. You know, like on some like apologetic shit. Even then, it's still going to be like, I don't know.
It would still be hard as hell.
I'm still leaning towards the no, bro.
It would be like a why, bro. Even if it was like the night before, I'm like, why? Like, why? Like, what in your mind just transpired? Because if you did it then, that means you wanted to do it for a break. Like, the thought didn't just pop in your head like, oh, tonight's the night where I'm just going to fuck someone else. Like, no. The thought has been sitting there and festering for a minute. You just got the courage to do it that night. So, like, yeah, I'd be done up.
Bro.
And then that's going to affect my trust for, like, down the road, for people down the road and, like... Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to fuck me up for a break. Hell.
You know what's crazy, though, bro? In my experience, I know more women who would be like, you know what? At least he came to me, whatever. I forgive you. Than men. Like, I know a lot more women who forgive men for cheating on them. Like, 2, 3, 4 times. Whereas, like, dudes be like, nah, you cheat on me once, I'm gone. Like, this is it. And like I don't know if men cheat more than women. I don't know the statistics on that. Even though it the way how they make it seem like men do most of the cheating, I don't know if that's true or untrue. But yo, that would be insane, bro. Like if my girl were to come up to me and be like, yo, last night I got drunk, I gave the WAP to some other nigga. I'm so sorry. I'm like, wait, the WAP? My WAP? You gave up my WAP?
Bro, I would have to ask her to leave before, and like, because I wouldn't want to explode.
And then you have to ask the signature question. Did you give him head, though? If she says yes.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that, bro.
That's like every dude's worst fear. It's like, all right, you might have given him the cheeks, but did you give him head, though? And then she looks at you like, yeah, bro, your heart shattered. Like, damn. So you sucked his dick and you cheated on me. Really? You couldn't have just picked one. You got to do both of them at the same time. Nah, son. Nah. All right, but would you be okay with your friend, with one of your boys dating one of your exes, would you be okay with your boy messing with your ex, not dating, but like they just sleep around?
I would be Ray J, but I don't think I would mind. But I would just remind, I would like just tell them like, bro, just look like, yeah,
That was you.
I hit it first.
I hit it first. Bro, I would be like, bro, I low-key would be in their ear about that shit. To the point where, like, they probably wouldn't mess with them no more, because I would be a jackass about it. Just because I could. Not because, like, I really care. It's just more so I have a chance to be a jackass. So I'm going to be a jackass about it.
If you had one wish.
Bro,
oh my god, I'm listening to the song right now, bro.
Bro. Oh my gosh, yo. That's, bro. Yeah, that's probably how that would go. But in all seriousness, I don't think I would mind.
Okay, would you mind if they were dating them, though?
I mean, if you want to put yourself through that problem, go ahead, bro. You already saw what happened, bro. So if you watch a movie, that's like you reading the book. The character learning a lesson, and then you make the same mistake you read about in the book in real life. and you end up in that same scenario. Look at you being dumb. Look at you being stupid. Fuck stupid. You oofed at that point, because that shit makes sense. You oop it, because you saw me go through that bullshit. You like, oh, my turn. Like, what?
Oh, man. All right. So, would you want to know, or would you rather them not tell you?
But that are they dating or just sleeping around?
Sleeping around.
Oh, sleeping around? Nah, that's not my business. Unless you want to tell me, that's not really my business.
If they were dating... Well, I feel like that's kind of hard to hide.
Not even, no, I'm seeing some people hide some relationships, but if y'all were dating, I would want to know, because, like, I don't want no awkward shit, or, like, I probably wouldn't want to be around both of y'all at the same time, because that's just, it's pretty awkward. But
would you want your friend to come up to you and be like, yo, I saw Jill the other day. We started talking, and I'm really feeling her. Is it cool if I date her? Would you want something like that, or would you just not want to be involved at all?
Nigga, I don't own her. She's not my property. She wasn't my property even if we were dating. She's her own entity, and so am I. If you want to date that entity, however it may have went with me, go ahead. I don't own her. You don't have to ask, like, you could just get up and use the bathroom. You don't got ass to use that shit, bro. But
damn, imagine you compared it to the bathroom.
If you don't got no toilet paper when you sit down, don't ask me to come help
you. Nah, dog. I have to disagree with you entirely. I would not be okay with none of it, bro. None of it. I don't want you asking me no permission. I don't want none of that. Cause if you come to me like,
so you wouldn't want to know, or you just wouldn't want them to, like, fuck with each other at all?
At all, dog. Like, no. Cause I'm thinking about, like, if I were to break up with my girl right now, me and my girl, we've been together for 8 years, right? If I were to find out one of my boys is dicking down my ex.
First, if I was in your position, I would think somebody was plotting on her. Cause, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, how long have you been plotting on her?
Yeah, nah, they would have to be, cause that's a long time. And yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, so damn, you just been waiting, haven't you? You was just waiting for us to break up, wasn't you? And another thing too is, like, I feel like that's disrespectful to keep it stacked with you. Because, like, now let's say when y'all date and we chilling. And I'm like, damn, I gotta be stuck with this chick. I hate her, bro. Like, cause let's have, she cheated on me, and all my friends knew about it.
Oh god.
Now I gotta be stuck in a room with her because I want to chill with your dumb ass. Like, come on now.
You would just lose me as a friend at that point.
Oh yeah, we no longer friends.
Yeah, I don't think I would be friends with that person.
The fact that you're still breathing is only because Jesus saved you. That's the only reason.
And you let me borrow a controller when my shit broke. And yeah, but besides that, like,
no, man, no, 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 no. The only situation that I have ever been like, okay, I can understand why this happened. And not to put you on the spot, Tempo, but the situation happened with you and your ex, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that made sense, though. given y'all situation, y'all both were lonely, whatever, and y'all didn't really have nobody. Like, your shit, mate, I don't want to put your shit out there.
No.
You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I was thinking about that just not, like, because it's kind of relevant. So, like, mm-hmm. I was thinking about it. I'm like, what does that make this situation? But I was like, there was some technicalities that kind of changed that situation.
Yeah. So, like, let's say, for instance, you know, I were to dump my girl out of the blue, and I'm going to use you, for example, Tempo. You were to get dumped by your girl out of the blue, and, you know, y'all feel like y'all don't really have nobody, and y'all get close or whatever. I would still be tight, because I would be like, yo, how long have you been trying to boink my girlfriend? But, you know, I'm a pretty understanding person. And like you said, she isn't my property. She never was my property.
I feel like that situation makes more sense than just out of the blue. Just, oh, wait, yeah, no, they started fucking, like, wait a minute. Like, there's a motive behind the one. Where, like, the other one is like, nah, you had to be plotting. Because,
oh, yeah, no,
just kind of came out of the blue.
Like, because, like, especially if you know, the two of you never really had a relationship beforehand, and then as soon as we break up, now y'all the best of friends, y'all texting and FaceTiming, and y'all got little insiders and whatnot. Nah, son, you've been waiting. You was waiting. That's like when you bring your girl around your friends, all of a sudden all of them become comedians.
Mm.
Bro, first of all, if you have friends like... No.
Not saying that you have friends like that, but I was just curious if that ever happened.
No. Well, not for nothing. Until I got to college, most of my friends were women. Actually, that did happen with a chick who tried to fuck my girlfriend. But that's a story for another day. Oh, but in terms of guy friends, no. But that's because I mainly had female friends until I got to college. But I feel like if you have friends like that who you bring a girl around, all of a sudden they be making hella jokes, or they have an excuse to take off their shirt, or something real, real crazy. Like, if you feel uncomfortable bringing your girlfriend around your boys, get new boys. Those are not your friends, bro.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
That's not, like, that shouldn't be an issue. It would be weird. I can't imagine it as an issue because I've never been in that situation before. But if that's an issue, don't put yourself in that predicament. Like, that's not healthy.
I don't care how fun they are. I don't care how cool they are, bro. You should not have to worry about bringing your girlfriend around your friends, bro. Because at the end of the day, they're going to interact with each other eventually. Especially, like, if you guys get serious and y'all start dating for, like, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, they're going to interact with your friends some way, somehow. So it's going to be impossible for you to keep them away from her. You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't want to. You should want your friends to meet your girlfriend. Because if you got to worry about, you know, Johnny and Ricky and Maurice trying to fuck your girl, that's a problem, bro. That's mad toxic.
Yo, for real. That's toxic as hell. If you got friends like that, first of all, what's that saying about you? And then second of all, like, why? why? Like,
yo, for real. The only
that's snakes. They're like, that's being friends with snakes at that point.
The only time where something like that would make sense is if Tempo were to get with my soon-to-be baby mama Lizzo, brought her around me. I'm sorry, Tempo. I'm gonna have to shoot my shot off of principle because you been knew how I felt about her. I'm sorry, bro. I have to shoot my shot off of principle.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to go in, but I mean.
No, I'm joking. Even if, like, you were to get with Lizzo, I guarantee you I would not try to shoot my shot, dog. Because my thing, too, is, like, I don't care how great the WAP is. I don't care how pretty she is. I don't care how amazing she would be as a partner. At the end of the day, is it worth losing a possible friend? Or not a possible friend. Is it worth losing a friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more girls in the world. You know, like,
that's true.
Unless like, you head over heels for this lady.
Nope, because a lot of people who do that head over heels stupid shit end up playing themselves.
Yeah.
And you know how many people fell into that scenario and then got played at the end of the day and lost their girlfriend or person they was dating and their friend?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. That, yeah.
Long story short, don't go after your friends.
That
was not what I was going to say.
That's what I thought you was.
No, no, that was not the message I was going to give.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Go ahead with your message.
Well, my long story short was, don't go after your homie's partner.
It even had to be said though. Like, why the fuck,
bro? You listen. A lot of dudes like get mad competitive for no reason. Like, I'm thinking of someone right now who I can definitely see doing that shit. Oh, and wow. You know who I'm talking about, bro. I'm not going to say no name.
This after the show combo about to be hit, bro.
But you know, there's a person that I'm thinking of right now who would definitely would try to do some flirtatious shit with your girl. Not even because they want her, just because they just want that attention.
Wow.
And that's the thing too. If you got a friend like that, drop them because they need help.
That's trouble, bro.
They're the type to just to sleep with your girl just because they can. Like, not they don't even want her. They just want to sleep with her just because. Like, that's even worse. Like, bro, you didn't even want her. You just wanted you. Like, what was the reason? Just to mess with me, dog? Like, what's good with you?
Damn, I think I know who you're talking about. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that was the message behind my question. Another thing too is avoid circle jerks at all costs. Avoid that shit like the plague. I'm pretty sure you can get coronavirus by being in a circle jerk.
You probably can.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Makes sense. A lot of heavy breathing, fluids everywhere. Makes sense.
Spit, probably.
Spit
from people's mouths. Like, people spit a lot, bro.
Oh no! I thought you meant like they was spitting. Like,
oh no, spitting no, 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 no! I meant
what
like
kind of
people like talking and doing stupid shit. I didn't mean, bro. Bro, that's not what I meant.
No, I was like, yo, what kind of freaky shit are you talking about?
That's not what I was talking about.
Yo, Tempo, what's good with you, bro?
No, we did not take that shit to a 10 like that. Hell no.
Oh, no, man. Yeah, y'all don't judge me for be watching porn on Twitter. Twitter got the best porn, bro. It was just, that shit was, I thought it was funny. So I was like, I'm gonna ask Tempo, see what he says. And I figured it'd be funny for the show. And I was I was right. Oh, but
it was pretty funny.
But moving along, we gotta move to our last segment, which is a fan favorite, which is our Apollo Bro playlist, where we highlight two songs that we have been enjoying for the past week, and we want you guys to listen and enjoy as well. And my two songs for this week is WAP by Cardi B featuring Meg Thee Stallion, because it's a good song. It's a little bop. Like, would I bump it every day, all day? No. Will I bump it in my car when my boys leave? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ooh.
If I knew how to twerk and if I had an ass that could twerk, I would twerk to this song. This is a very twerkable song. Oh man, I say the most sus shit sometimes. Anyway, my second song, my second song is Tap In by Sweetie. If you haven't heard that song, listen to it. It's a dope song, another club banger. This is a song you'll listen to when your boys is not in your car. And I picked these two songs just because we need to support more female rappers who rap about whatever the fuck they want to rap about, because male rappers do, so why can't female rappers? And that's on period, like the City Girls. All right, I'm done being sus for an episode. Go ahead, bro, you good. Tempo.
So one of my favorite artists, Aminé, dropped an album called Limbo, and both of my songs are from Limbo, the first one being Roots featuring JID and Uncle Charlie, which I was not expecting. Like, that
Charlie Wilson, y'all.
I was not expecting that. but I'm glad he's in the song. He compliments the song pretty well. So
he compliments any song well.
Yeah, bro. That's pretty true.
But it's fucking Charlie Goddamn Wilson.
Right, the next
one. The reason why every black person calls him Uncle Charlie, because he just got it like that,
bro. The next song is Pressure in My Palms, which abbreviated is Pimp, which I didn't realize until just now. But I don't know if that has anything to do with the song or not. I just looked at this shit, was like, wait a minute, this is Pimp.
Bro, could you imagine he's talking about a pimp smack? A pressure in my palm, bro?
Bro, oh my gosh. I gotta bump this shit now. I gotta bump this shit.
I gotta listen to the song now.
It's got a Mine. It's got a person named Slow Tie. I've never seen them before. So that person's new. And then they got Vince Staples, who I really like. I haven't heard anything from him in a brick. He dropped a song recently, but I didn't listen to it. So
the last song I heard from him was the Black Panther album. He was on a track.
He was on that. That might have been the last thing. I think that is the last thing I heard from him. But I do like Vince Staples, and I like this song, and I like the album as a whole. Listen to it. It's tough. Has a couple other songs on there that are really good. Riri, Compensate Him, featuring Young Thug.
Yo, Compensate Him is so good.
Shimmy is another good song.
He's not a Kappa, is he?
Who? I mean, eh?
Yeah.
I think the song is just named Shimmy.
Anytime I hear the word Shimmy, I just automatically think of Kappas. Shimmy like a Kappa.
I mean, it makes sense. I think that's just a name.
Okay. All right. So before we end our show, do you have any announcements, Bro Chacho?
I'm working on this EP, guys. This shit is formulated. Woo! So I put a few beat previews on Instagram today, just because I was in a good mood and I was working on music all day. So if you guys want to check those out, you can. The second one might be a song, so stay tuned for that one. But yeah, I just like putting previews out every once in a while, and I try to, because like, to keep you guys updated on what I'm doing. So yeah,
I heard one of them. It reminded me of like the boss level in an old school video game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was your first or second one, but it was dope. I liked it a lot. I might have to cop that one before you use it. I might have to cop it for like a video or something.
Well, I have a lot. I was going through Beast today, and I'm like, for so many different projects, I just like kept making beats for like different projects, but never finished that one project. So I just like stacked beats upon beats, mm-hmm. Just for different things. And then I ended up changing what I wanted to do and ended up making more beats. So that's kind of how I was in the shit ton. And then I still have like 1,000 other beats that are just chilling, you know.
Just chilling in the vault.
Pretty much. I want to make a website and start selling them.
That'd be dope, bro.
I wouldn't even make them like stupid expensive like some people be doing. I just like, I would sell them. Yeah, and pretty much I'd probably sell the rights too, because they had nowhere to go anyway, so it's not like I'm losing anything. So yeah. And if it blows up, it blows up. I just want credit. That's it. You don't have to pay me really.
Makes sense.
The money's gonna come.
Yeah, so I'm at a block. I'm having a block with the YouTube stuff. I tried recording my story time again. Didn't like it. So I'm going to try a third time. Hopefully I like it this time.
This is a different story time from that story that you told me. Because you told me a story that was funny as shit.
Oh, no. It's a different story time. Yeah, it's a different story time. But... But yeah, a YouTube video is coming, guys. I just need to stop being a perfectionist and just kind of edit and drop it. I'm hopping back on TikTok. I was going to make a TikTok today, but I fell asleep and then I had to do the show. So don't yell at me. Also, we have a big announcement. We're going to start having guests on our show relatively soon. So look forward to that. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll get a sound button eventually, guys. Coming.
Yeah, no, we are. Yeah, and that's pretty much it, y'all. So we'll see you guys next week for episode 31. And yeah, we'll see you next week, guys.
All right. Peace.